close to the ground. You clap my wings, you clap my wings, you clap my wings until I fall down. Angel, angel with your rocking sound, to the deep fall so close to the ground.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for joining me today. So I'm going to be playing the continuation, part two of the interview with Alana Miles that I did on Namaste Radio. So I'll get started with that in a moment. Also, I believe that I may be having someone call in from Dr. Sun Yat-sen Gardens a little bit later on in the show. So keep listening for that. So here is the continuation of the interview with Alana Miles.
It was this power God gave me. They were going to use it. They were going to springboard off of it. And they were going to take from me until there was nothing more they could take. Until I was left so financially broken that I basically had to stop doing what I was born to do and figure things out. You know, and along the way I sued someone for slander. Because they said I did this and said I did that, and they said I had a cocaine addiction and so on and so forth. And cocaine, I mean, if you even bring cocaine on the bus, you're fired. You know, it's called the no-blow show. I can't risk entering different countries in the world with a record of anything to do with drugs on my... I also don't do drugs and don't believe in it, and they destroy your life, so I don't condone them. So for a publication to claim that I was a cokehead, that I canceled the tour due to my cocaine habit, well, I saw red. And with that money, instead of putting it into a purchasing a place to secure my livelihood, I instead purchased a very expensive record. And that's my choice. And I don't think I'd make that same choice now. Live and learn.
And so, Alana, it sounds like perhaps that choice, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to speak for you, but it sounds like that choice might have been coming from ego as well.
Oh, yes. I think so.
Right.
Yes, I think so, because I'm attracted to, because I haven't got off that treadmill that says power is everything, money is everything, fame is everything. These are all everything. They're not. But yes, they're, I would say that I'm fulfilled in them. Because for some strange reason, 20 years later, people still know my name, and there's still formats like American Idol that perform a song I sang, and people refer to it as being mine. So I'm still a part of musical society, and there's a certain prestige and honor that goes along with that, and perhaps laying claim to being unique, if you will, which I aspire to. That's power. It doesn't pay you dividends financially, but it is definitely very powerful. And I'd be a liar if I were to say that I didn't either enjoy or feel fulfilled in that. But I have to recognize that, all right, I can't change history. That is what I am. That is who I am. That is what I do. And now I need to learn to start loving it. And drawing better circumstances to myself for people to enjoy what God gave me to put out there on such a powerful scale, to reckon with the power in me. Right now I'm dealing with an issue that is so intricate and yet so simple, whereby every one of us is part positive, part negative. By... those, when we accept our negative side, we are accepting that as a part of us. But in my case, I'm trying to put this as elementally as I can. When you're raised being told you stink, you can't do that, you're not capable, you think you're God's gift, oh, you think you're so beautiful, oh, you know, this, that, the other. When all these broken records are incubating in your mind and they've taken root and they become a part of you, and you carry them with you as you go along, and you're doing all the spiritual work on yourself to grow and find that inner peace, but you just can't let go of that inner broken record. But that's 50% of you. I find that there is a way. I know God is. And to open my mind to the possibilities of a universe where anything and everything is possible. I know these things. So therefore, in what way does continuing to hurt myself on a very deep, deep level serve me? So I'm at war with the idea of having to accept that part of me wants to destroy the other part that God created. And that's ego. So my challenge is huge. I have to accept that my ego has got a very profound, it's got its roots dug in me very deep. It's all things earthly. But where this body I'm in is just something I'm borrowed. And I'm going to move on when I die into something else, into another form. So it's really irrelevant for me to make this body and this circumstance and this conversation anything more than an experience of growth, because it's just going to pass. We're going to move on. Our cells are going to change. We're going to move into another situation. And we don't incarnate back into the same bloodline. We incarnate into a black body. Certainly the way I sing, I must have been blocked somewhere along the line. How did I learn to sing like that? I never had any training, and it's not, I'm from a very white family, you know, but I had all this very, very black soul, you know, and black folks go, wow, you're a sister. They get it. There's an understanding. It's beyond blood. I look at people who have darker skin, and I'm envious, wishing that my skin is darker. I don't look at about it as racially or politically. It's just another color. It's a beautiful color. And so here I am in this body trying to reckon with what is trying to destroy me. And it's requiring a whole new lesson, probably the first lesson I've had in thousands of lives. I feel like I'm getting this great gift. It's a huge challenge. But I know in the end I will be grateful for the challenge, because I have to learn to accept I cannot control that part of me is 50% negative, and it's always going to be there to challenge me. And there will always be some earthly circumstance that makes me believe it can fulfill me over and above my spiritual choice to do good for myself. I do no evil towards anybody else. I only do evil towards myself. That doesn't make me a martyr, and that doesn't make me any better than anybody else. We all do that. But some people are just better at accepting their own diversities, extremities, the dichotomy of, you know, nun to whore. You know, the huge extreme difference between a nun and a whore, when you have to find the balance in between those two rash ideologies.
So, Alana, I get the sense that there's going to be someone listening to this show who's going through something similar, at least emotionally,
A lot of people are. I'm being affected by what everyone else is being affected by. I'm a part of this universe. We're all in it together. We're all going through this. It's shared, whether someone would like to admit it or not. Maybe my speaking out with you can help others admit it. Because part of getting over it is admitting it. If you're an alcoholic and you're in denial, and I know many people who are, if you can accept that you are, you can at least take the first steps towards reconditioning yourself and healing. But if you're in denial, your mind is locked, and you'll never get out of the denial to start healing. So maybe this... Oh, okay. Wow, I really have to take a deep...
in the mirror. And so, Alana, when you... spiritually heal yourself?
Oh, boy. 10 steps forward, you know, 3 steps back. When I first looked at myself in the mirror, in my eyes, probably about 15 years ago, I saw something living in there, deep in my soul. I saw something in my eyes that didn't belong to me. I saw centuries. I saw many lifetimes of corruption, of evil, negative energy belonging to other people that were owning me. Demons, if you will. I've analyzed what they represent rather than just demonizing this world. I've given them a reason for why they exist because I now understand why they exist. When we die and attach ourselves to a trauma that separates us from our God, faith in higher, from that, and we take that into wherever we go when we die, and then we return. We return with that trauma, and that trauma will relive itself in our next incarnation. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger like a snowball until it gets so enormous. And in my case, my Lord, was I ever possessed in past lives by negative energy to have come upon this kind, the kind of challenges I've had to meet that have been so extreme. Regarding ego, I believe that I was born very powerful in other lives. I was probably kings and queens. I was also probably peasants and crippled people or physically challenged and blind and maligned, whatever.
So this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. You've been listening to an interview I did few weeks back with Alana Miles. This is part 2 of the interview. I just want to give a little disclaimer. The views expressed may not necessarily reflect the views of myself or this station. So just to let you know. And yeah, I was just visited by someone here who there is an event happening on Friday, August 27th here at in Vancouver, at Unity of Vancouver, and then there's actually another event the next day here at the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. So on August 27th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha is going to be doing a free healing evening at Unity of Vancouver. That is at 5840 Oak Street. Again, that's Friday, August 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. And then the next day, he'll be doing a soul healing day on Saturday and Sunday. That's August 28th and 29th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Student Union Building on the second floor in room 200. So if you're interested in that, you can go to soulpowerubc.com to register and to get more information about the event. It's soulpowerubc.com. We'll continue.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 22nd Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions and parties. Be sure to check out CITR's sponsored screening of Riot Act, Flaunting Gender Deviance in Music Performance, on Tuesday, August 17th at 9:30 at Cinemark Tinseltown. Don't miss the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca or queerfilmfestival.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. You might be listening on CITR here in Vancouver or online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So today's show is an interview with Alana Miles, and the views expressed in her interview may not necessarily reflect the views of my own. She does get quite deep into some darker aspects of her past, or I don't know about darker, but just some experiences that she had that were quite scary for her. So here again is the rest of the interview with Alana Miles.
But I also incarnated that ego, and that ego is only born of Earth, and it dies after it leaves our body. When we die, we're only left with spirit. So if we give ego that much precedence or that much power over our spiritual nature, that's what we inherit. So here I am with this great inheritance, and my oh my. You know, it's a challenge to find love for that side of me. Because I went to bed last night having just recently understood this basic concept I'm relaying to you now about our dark and our light sides, our demons and so on. And I said, all right, you know what? I'm gonna love that dark side because that's part of me. I'm going to love it. And I could instantly feel the negative energy falling away because it wasn't used to it. It's only used to resistance. And it loves resistance. It loves you pushing it away and saying, no, 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 anti-love. It loves anti-love. That's all it knows. It's negative. But if you embrace it and say, I love you, that's something that you can't help. That's who you are. I accept. Like the cat that you love that bites you. You love the cat until it bites you. But what are you going to do? You love the cat. You're going to give it away, or you're going to train it to stop biting you? You know, put peppermint on your legs. That'll give it a zap. It'll stop biting you. You know, in this case, put love on that negative side that's biting me, the hurting, making my life so challenged and bringing me pain. And by loving it, I mean sincerely loving it in a way that I perhaps have never learned before and was never raised to know. And by loving it sincerely, I don't mean just blah, blah, blah talking about it. It becomes small because as any child, you know, born into this world, it needs love. We thrive on love. And yet so many of us spend so much time hating. It's sad. You know, that we kill, that the ego would inspire someone to, oh, I don't know, take John Lennon out because they'll be more famous than John Lennon. My Lord.
Well, speaking of love, Alana, Sabrina in the chat room wants to let you know that she says, hi, Alana, I love you. You're a great inspiration, and thank you for all you've done.
Oh, well, she's a real dear, and I appreciate her kind remarks. It's always lovely to feel the love returned, you know, not just from an invisible place.
Well, thank you, Sabrina, for sharing that message, and I just wanted to pass it on to Alana. And before we talk about your album, because I do want to talk about that, it's really important, we are running out of time. I've extended the time. I just wanted to let you know, Elena, we are a little bit over the hour. Are you okay continuing?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm dying to go get a cup of coffee, and there's nobody here for me to snap my fingers and say, excuse me. This is when you got to train the cat to get the cup of coffee.
Okay, well, I won't keep you much longer, but I'm wondering, before we talk about the music and about your album, is there anything that you want to say to those people out there who are still struggling? Is there anything that you want to leave us with?
Well, you know, I can only say, when your darkest hour is upon you and somehow or other that negative energy, it feels like you feel like there is no other place for you, stop yourself and say, this is temporary madness, and it will pass, as all things do. The sun will shine tomorrow. The moon will set tonight. And so will this feeling inside me right now. If we all could just cut ourselves a little bit of time and pause and say, all right, this is happening now and it's extreme, but it will pass. And just live in a nebula or a limbo, if you will, a gray area until it passes. Then we'll get through the tough times. And then joyous times will be our reward. You know, peace will come and we will be able to survive, because we're put here for a reason, and we do not have the power to destroy what God created. It's very important we learn our lessons and to live through them, no matter how difficult they may be.
Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Elena. And so your new album, I just went on to your website, elenamiles.com, and song number 9, What is Love? We've been talking about love and the lack of it and all of that today, and the first lyrics in your song is, what is love if you don't have it? It ain't enough when you have it. Things get rough when it's a habit. What is love? So what were you, I guess you were thinking about love when you wrote that song, but it sounds like love seems to be quite a common theme in this album.
Well, I think that, to be honest with you, it's been a common theme throughout my career. When I was in my 20s, and I wrote, recorded my first record, there was 4 songs on the record with love in the title. It was basically my understanding that people really don't, they really enjoy love songs. And I'm not ashamed to have an album where 4 songs have love in the title. It was a non-issue, because they're good songs. And when I was required to perhaps defend that choice, what else am I to know about in the world in my 20s? I've not been out and seen it. That's what my heart is an expert at, whether I have it or I don't have it. Whether I yearn for it or I'm overwhelmed by it. And when I started singing songs about the problems of the world and various certain negative aspects that come into the blues, which can be dark, is when I started to lose my audience. So when I made this record, it just made perfect sense to me to stick with the positive. Stick with, you know, what works. Stick with something that you know are going to be common ground with the rest of the world. Don't go off on a tangent of music. You know, Rolling Stones already wrote Sympathy for the Devil, and that's not my cue. You know, love is something that is universal. So I'm never ashamed to sing about love. And love is what makes the world go round.
So beautifully said. I mean, you truly are a poet, Elena. I just love your words. And I also want to encourage everyone, you always have such wonderful things to share on Facebook. So Elena Miles is on Facebook. Her public page is called Elena Miles Black Velvet. And you are also going to be in Poland performance.
So I'm leaving for Poland next Wednesday to do a blues festival with my band, which I'm very, very pleased about. I've never made it. Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. I opened for Sting in a concert in Warsaw many years ago. It rained. It pissed with rain. Not for me, but for Sting. Oh, poor Sting. Oh, it just pissed with rain, poor guy. But for me, it just was windy. And I said, please, God, don't let it rain for me. Let it rain for Sting.
So was it an outdoor concert?
Yeah, it was an outdoor concert, but it was the first, one of the largest rock concerts in Poland, and they've had many, many since, but it was the first one, and Sting was the concert, and I was the opening act.
Beautiful. That must have been opening for Sting. Wow.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow. I'm in great admiration of him as an artist. Who isn't, you know? And it must be very difficult for people like him to have to deal with the world where 20-year-olds, whether they have ability or not, to either poeticize or to sing, are in the limelight. You know, music is really, so little of it has to do with art anymore. Certainly on a magnanimous scale, on an international scale. So little of it has to do with art. That I think when someone does make a work of art, it is revered. You know, there's definitely a splintering going on of musical tastes.
Well, Alana, I want to thank you so much for being so candid and open and sharing your story with us today. And I'm wondering, where is the best place for people to pick up your album?
They can go to anywhere, MySpace, they can go to alanamiles.com, and there's a link that will take them to the Linus store, and they can purchase it from my record company direct, and it will be shipped to them within a matter of days, and they can pay online.
Awesome. And I'm wondering, you're also on YouTube, you're on Facebook, MySpace, and you're going to be in Poland. How long will you be?
Only doing
there?
One show, and then I hightail it back to Canada to do a couple of shows in Belleville and London on the 22nd and 23rd, where I'm opening for Alice Cooper.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Who'd have ever thought that I would be opening for Alice Cooper? But it's an honor, because I feel like I'm the reigning queen of rock, because, you know, what a position to fill. You know, he's got an enormous following, and he's booked. His tickets are sold out. I mean, they're really expensive to get tickets now, because there's such a huge audience to see rock, because rock is becoming like a dinosaur, becoming extinct. So now when the dinosaurs come out to play, everybody comes out to pay. It's hysterical. So I'm rushing back to do that. That should be fun. And that, they're going to get a rock show for that. They're going to get an hour rock show opening for Alice, which I think is grand.
Oh,
I'm honored to do it, actually.
Beautiful. Well, before we close the show, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Oh, just thanks, everyone, for sticking by me and for enjoying the work that I do and for being so supportive, you know, in the forums that I've put out there for people to share.
Well, thank you so much, Alana. It's been such a pleasure and an honor speaking with you, and I'm going to continue to love your music, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Marie. You have a lovely voice and a lovely spirit, and I really appreciate you bringing me out to tell my secrets.
Well, thank you for sharing them with us. I feel so blessed.
Oh.
And I also wish you incredible luck in your continued journey of healing and spiritual growth.
Well, this is a large step along the way, I would say.
Definitely.
It's a significant step along the way, because I feel good about revealing my truths, you know, for more than just a room full of people. And I feel like I was able to do it in a way that would others might benefit from the truth and would not scar me for life, so that I could grow and move forward and get beyond it.
Well, thank you. I know that your story is going to help other people heal, too.
Well, I'm not finished telling it. There's still a book in the works, but it's in the works.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to reading it.
Thank you so much, Marie.
Take care, Alana. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your coffee.
Oh, thanks so much. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
So that was an interview with Alana Miles. I did a few weeks back on Namaste Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know the sound quality is not quite as excellent as it is here live at CITR 101.9 FM. So hope that you were able to hear all of it. And thank you again to Alana Miles. And she is on Facebook if you want to look her up. Alana is the singer of Black Velvet from the 90s. She won a Grammy for that song, and she's a Canadian singer. If you aren't aware of who Alana Miles is, I'm going to play one of her songs in a few minutes. I think I'm going to play something else first. But yeah, it's time for a break now. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for joining me today. I just wanted to play that interview that I did with Alana Miles a few weeks ago on Namaste Radio. She was originally supposed to be here on Synchronicity, but as you heard in the interview, she was going to be going to Poland, so she didn't have time to do the interview at that time on a Friday morning. So I arranged it on another show, and that's why the sound quality isn't quite as good there. But I'm really glad that she was able to do the interview, and I am going to play a song off of her new album. If you want to check her out on MySpace, she's at myspace.com/AlanaMiles. Or you can go to her website, alanamiles.com. And I believe we're going to have someone calling in from the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Garden in maybe about 15 minutes. So stay listening for that. So here is Alana Miles' song, Trouble, on CITR. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with me today. So that was off the album Walking the Cobra, Vocal Meditations on the Chakras by Baird Hersey. And the song before that was, of course, by Alana Miles, who is the subject of today's show. And since she was became famous with her song Black Velvet, this is off her new album, Black Velvet, but it's the acoustic version of her song Black Velvet here on Synchronicity.
Sweet angel.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in downtown Vancouver. Delight in the sounds of world music performed in this exquisite Ming Dynasty-style garden. Coming up in August and September, Fandango on August 27th and Plow on September 3rd. Performances start at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, call 604-662-3207, extension 210. That's the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden. Go to citr.ca for more information.
CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for joining me today. So we were supposed to have someone call in from the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden to talk about the garden and Enchanted Evenings. As you heard in that ad, it is going on, and CITR is a sponsor of that event. I don't know what's going on, so they haven't called in yet. So I'm going to play some music in the meantime and see what happens. So this is a song by Deanna Knight and off of her album Shadow of a Star. And it is the title track, Shadow of a Star, here on Synchronicity.
Why? songs to sing. Why have we souls to nourish? Why have we tears to fall? Why have we smiles and courage? Why have we smiles?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was Deanna Knight, Shadow of a Star. That's the title track from her album, Shadow of a Star. And someone called in and was wondering who sings this song. So I just wanted to put it out there again. Her name is Deanna Knight, and she is a local. And there is a website on her CD, shemoon.com, shemoon.com, if you wanted to contact her and check out her album. I'm also going to play another song of hers in just a moment. So coming up in a few minutes is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9. And I just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, someone stopped by to tell me about this event, Experience Here. Healing with world-renowned healer, Dr. and Master Ji Gang Sha, and he is an acupuncturist as well as a spiritual healer, doing a free healing evening Friday, August 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Unity of Vancouver on Oak Street. Unity of Vancouver is a church on Oak Street. And apparently the woman who came by said that she's seen this guy heal people out of wheelchairs and all of just wild, wild things. And it's his purpose on this planet to heal people of debilitating illnesses. So if that's something of interest to you, you can check out the free healing evening Friday, August 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Unity of Vancouver. And then that weekend, Saturday, August 28th and Sunday, August 29th, he's going to be here at UBC at the Student Union Building in room 200 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so basically all day. If you want information about those events, you can go to soulpowerubc.com. That's all one word, soulpowerubc.com. So I guess it's time to wrap up the show. Tune in next week for Leslie Lewis Sword. She'll be talking about her one-woman show, Miracle in Rwanda, coming to the Vancouver Fringe Festival. It's based on the real-life story of Immaculee Ilibagiza. She's an amazing woman who survived something like 90 days of the Rwandan Holocaust, hidden in a tiny bathroom with seven other women. It was a tiny little bathroom. People were outside hunting her down, wanting to kill her. They'd already killed everyone else in her family, and they were searching for Immaculee, and she prayed and prayed and prayed for 90 days living in this tiny bathroom. And in that time, she actually taught herself the English language using a dictionary. So it's just an amazing story, and Leslie Lewis Sword has created a one-woman show based on the book Left to Tell. So she will be here next week talking about that show and the wonderful, my goodness, Immaculee. If you haven't read this book, it'll change your life. It's called Left to Tell. And Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up next. I'm going to play another song by Deanna Knight to close the show. This is also off her Shadow of a Star album. It's called A Little Piece here on Synchronicity. Have a fantastic weekend. Be well. Namaste.
a little piece of a very sweet heart, and it's waiting to be held by you. Others have no chance. No one makes my heart dance like you. There's a little piece of a bear.